The Guardian.
The authorities have really moved from a stance of initially trying to pretend that the protests weren't really happening to then sort of glossing them over and downplaying them. And now I think perhaps they've realised that's backfired to some extent. And so we're seeing on all the sort of official channels and in the official media really strong condemnations of what's been happening, blaming the Dalai clique for doing this all, attempting even to sabotage the Olympics through inciting unrest, suggesting they're doing all this because they want to split Tibet off, because of course Tibet is seen by China as a really integral part of the country. And the Dalai Lama has of course denied this and says no, he's just seeking autonomy for his people and denies any role in the incitement.
And meanwhile, they've also said that people have been taken into custody in Tibet.
They said anybody who handed themselves in before midnight on Monday would be treated with leniency, but anyone else would face really harsh punishment. And then very early this morning, we learned that they were now making a statement saying that over 100 people had surrendered and were being held. And there were quotes from a couple of people saying, I feel terrible, I was involved, I just followed the crowd and so forth. Now, of course, this raises a lot of questions because we don't have any sort of access to Tibet. There are no independent eyewitnesses there. We really know nothing about how all of this happened. And we also have to bear in mind that people who are there, some of the reports that have been coming out have suggested really quite widespread house-to-house searches and possibly mass arrests. And one thing the government hasn't told us about at all is, firstly, what's going to happen to those people who are in custody, what lenient treatment actually means. But secondly, as well, whether they've arrested anybody else and what will happen to those people then.
Although journalists are being turned away, you have heard of a major confrontation.
Yes, and this is really interesting, in fact, because it does sound as if the situation in Lhasa is under very strict control, and in a lot of other provinces as well, where there are high ethnic Tibetan populations. And yet, it seems as if these confrontations and these protests still are going on. And yesterday, there's footage now of a really striking protest in Gansu province again, in Herzog, where a large number of horsemen actually riding down from the mountains to sort of lead a charge against a government building, monks and even motorcyclists joining in, and actually a crowd of about 1,000 protesting against the government, although eventually they were driven back.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.